No, I was really looking forward to
I have a bag with your name on it.
Okay.
No, but it's not like it.
So you ordered stuff? Yeah. Not bad.
Oh, the
Did you pull protection? All right. Interesting stuff. Today's your Fushlim Arm and Yehuda's Blue Maschan Rocha, Estachaibas the Vera, and Isabaruch Ben Sarah. Stuck till the end of October. J.B. Yakubovich. Stuck till the end of October.
I thought you said you got out.
Got out of jail. He's stuck there.
You can't leave the house.
His brother went. Mordechai went to be with him. Yontif. He left Matzah Shabbos. He's there now. He's staying the whole
Even
Yontif.
Though it was pitch black, dark, see.
They got the charges of the manslaughter off. Now the only the charges they left are seen. It's just a matter of him.
You call him.
It's a matter of just trying
that's
to.
That's letters out.
Yeah.
Dvor Leibas Bela.
Dvor Leibas Bela. All right.
His wife and nice girl.
His wife and kids, his mother and sisters, yeah.
You're supposed to go?
Yeah.
His mother's the one that, on the corner?
Yeah.
No, it's the principal of Biswega. Principal of Biswega.
I don't know what that is. Tom Farms. Tom Farms, your cousin. Or Anthony. So I believe his brother.
Yeah. Coffee? I stopped drinking coffee Pesach time. I stopped drinking Pesach time. Missing something?
Yeah, it was coffee.
You stopped drinking coffee.
Stop. Why? Stop, stop,
that
please.
That was one of your balls also?
No.
Oh. All of a sudden, now coffee is
there's a reason why you and Malchi are short. It stuns your growth.
I deal with this company.
What was the problem the first 19 years of?
I don't know about you, but I lay down and I'm pretty tall. I've been trying this trying to get shorter.
Taller that way than you?
Hasn't worked. I've been drinking coffee.
Ah, Lubat. Shkarech for coming. Machaz this year. We're a little, on Thursday. I expect you to be there. Machi also, please come back from wherever you're going to be.
I'm not going to be there. I'm sorry. I apologize. I already have, like,
suitcases.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
What do you usually get? How many people usually show up?
There'll be a lot of people.
Yeah.
Whoever's not around is a loser.
Call them what you want. They're not going to be there. It doesn't matter.
Wait for the one day.
You pack the sukkah also?
No, I have to make my, you know, my sukkah like Matzah Shabbos.
We'll do Zoom.
What's the rain anyway, Sunday?
Sunday?
Is it?
Wednesday.
Wednesday is supposed to rain.
It doesn't rain on Sukkah. I never had a rain
Wednesday
on Sukkah.
Like the second day?
Then yeah. Why do you put a schlock?
I have to actually pull down my schlock.
So that shouldn't rain.
But last year rained straight through the desert.
What?
Huh? Well, last year was
didn't
just freezing.
Rain
at all.
It
rained once. It doesn't rain. It never rains
last
on
year
Sukkah.
Was
it doesn't rain. Even 2 years ago, it stopped.
Nah.
Last year was freezing. That's what.
Last year it was like 25 degrees at night. He says, no, it was like 75.
No, it was 25.
It was so cold at night. I was shaking like a leaf.
Yes.
I
had to
set up my AC yesterday.
No, it was very, very.
No, it's not supposed
no,
to be hot.
Mine during the day bakes because you're in the sun.
You have to put trees, and bushes.
Ah, solar. You should put solar.
No, around.
Or ambier.
You should put solar. You can make some money.
Helpful as ever.
You know that these.
What
you know that these are cheaper than gas.
Hey, he's cheap. He's cheap.
I bought a standing one.
No, it doesn't work.
Unless
it's in your ear. Unless it's in your ear, it doesn't work.
No?
Even then, it doesn't work. It just cools the ear. Cools
it's
the
a
ear.
Friend. I'm just going to put it by my seat.
Why don't you get... No, why doesn't he get...
Or?
He should get the... what do you call it? The dry ice. Sit on it. Anyway, let's go. Zuck the Gemara. He's on to something. Goofa. I did a building 13 years ago. It's a closed building, a fancy building in up where McGreevy lives. And I took the electric out of the building, and it was one of these places they do like, what do you call it, the surgery, they fix your nose and your cheeks and all that stuff. Yeah, like a fancy place. People pull on Rolls Royces. The guy, the doctor gave out hard ice, what's it called, dry ice. The people were like, these people were fuming to be able to stay there just to finish their procedures, you know. I don't know if they did a sit on it. Anyway, Gufa.
Did you have a stroke
on those things? I'm Rabbi Yaisi, Chas v'Shalom. It's not a funny thing to say, but I guess I guess if he sells diapers to people, that's his business. That's what he helps for.
Full of
guys. You obviously didn't hear
your
story.
Your story means zero sense.
I think.
If you didn't understand.
I think I've been here long enough. I think what he meant was that he had to turn off the electric, so in the middle of the air conditioning didn't work, and he gave out dry ice to keep the guys cold.
Got
solved
on the
stick. Whatever.
Gufa.
So
let's see the Gemara. Let's see if you get the Gemara better than the story.
Does that make sense?
Gufa,
right?
Yeah, you're more or less wrong. Gufa, I'm Rabbi Yaisi Rechanina. Call Kier.
You think so? That one he had 13 years to prepare.
I hired a guy to play, Baruch Hashem, so you guys are good. The fiddle, yeah.
Violinist?
No.
Fiddler in the sukkah?
No, I hired a guy. Out comes this guy.
You're fruity?
No. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yaisi Rechanina. Call Kier.
You don't need an explanation.
The guy's totally off.
They're having their own conversation.
Gufa Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Rechanina. Call Kier. She'im b'kadei l'kadosh arbo kahanim. Any Kier.
How many were there?
Call Kier she'ein boy k'dekash abar kahanim memenu ein mekachim boy. You can't have mekachim it.
How many were there?
Well, there was one who made Moshe and one afterwards.
Yeah,
there may have been a lot.
It could have been a lot.
By the way, it was a good picture.
What was the picture?
That he posted it actually.
What, the Kier?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to bring it. I have a good picture. I forgot to take it.
Did you bring your model based
picture? No, I want to bring. No, I don't need that. But I had a good Kier. I actually have a very nice Kier. I just can't get it. I tried getting it last night. I couldn't get it. Rabbi Coco made me a Kier.
How do you put
your head there? Who said the picture I want to have? Any Kier that doesn't have enough to mekash for kahanim menu, a mekash moish, nema rochzu menu, moishiv aaron ubonov. So, machlokes, what this means. Pashto, what it means is, Rashi learns that a kier has to have enough space to hold water to be mekadesh for kahanim. It doesn't have to actually have the water in it. It has to be big enough that it could be mekadesh for kahanim. Tosfos learns that it has to be has to have the water inside to be mekadesh for kahanim. It means you need actually four you need room, you need to have the water inside. You fill it up again.
After you tell how much is remaining.
You fill it up again. You use it to fill it.
Say it again. After you tell how much is remaining.
Who cares? Who cares?
Not each coin you have to refill it.
Uh-huh. I know. Maybe there was enough.
You go right there.
This
is Hodges economy.
This is
maybe
a minimum.
There was a little thing there that you can already see.
It's a minimum.
When you turn the span on, nothing comes out. Then there's no more water. What's the difference?
It wasn't a Waxman's picture.
All right.
No, but maybe it's possible.
It wasn't a Waxman's picture.
It wasn't
a gauge.
You were able to add to the pier, number one. And number two, there's a minimum, not a maximum.
It is a Klisharis pier.
I know.
It's a Klisharis.
That's exactly what it's
100% Klisharis. Right.
How did you know that the...
I don't know what the question is. This is like a theoretical question.
The most at one time could have been four or five, and then you refill it for the next.
You turn on the spout, and nothing comes out, so you have to refill it. You open up the top, you say, oh, I got to refill it.
That means the last three were already puzzle.
No.
Puzzle?
Yeah, whatever.
What are you talking about?
Not each time somebody washes their hands, you have to make sure that there's four or five. That's not answering his question. I understand, but let's say there's enough for four, and then one guy does it. Right, one guy is Kiddush. Now there's only three left.
That's not enough, right?
Right.
No, but it is, because it started that way.
Then when you go down, right. When you go down, then you refill.
So, that's what you guys you
one avoided this with this problem.
Answer.
Really.
You guys were schmoozing in the beginning, but
really?
That's why I said Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that it just has to be able to hold for four kahanim. Doesn't have to actually have it. According to Tosfos, it has to hold it at all times.
So according to I believe you waited. I believe you waited till after you said Tosfos and then asked this question.
Again, you're not listening. So according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, you need to have enough water in there for four kahanim. And obviously you know that the kir is, whatever it is, whatever height it is, there was a mark, obviously, and that's where kir always had to be. And after, according to Tosfos, that's what it had to be. But anyway,
this makes about
a
bunch of sense
as
a story.
By the way, there wasn't a lid on it?
Of course there was a lid on it. Of course there was a lid on it.
Why was there...
Right, that's what we said. Machi said about 20 minutes ago, but he's busy. He can't. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He said he could open it up.
Why are you assuming there's a lid?
How do you fill it up?
His picture didn't have
from
hose?
The Machi was inside.
No,
that Machi was a bad picture. That Machi is not
the whole thing. If there's a lid.
No, Machi didn't fill it up.
The
Machi didn't fill it up. Machi just submerged it.
The Machi did not submerge it. No.
Yes, it did.
No.
Yes, it did.
The Machni was a police system that it drew straight from the well.
No. No.
That's
Machni
not the
was
Machni.
A submerger.
That was before the Machni.
No.
No.
No. The Machni just submerged it. According to most Rishonim, Machni was a pulley system that lowered the kir into a mikvah. According to most Rishonim, the Rambam learns not like that, but every other Rishon learns it was a pulley system that just lowered it into the mikvah to make it an obsolete.
Lowered it into the mikvah.
Oh, you saw.
They lowered what? The whole kier?
Yeah.
The whole kier.
No, it was inside.
No.
Let's say it needs to be minimum four. That's where the spot was. So once no more water came out, the water was...
Still okay.
What happened to Shariah?
If that was a shit, I don't know.
So, the Gemara says, how do you know that you need for four kahanim? Shenem avarochtsu mimenu, Moshe v'Aaron ubanov. So it says, it's an interesting pasuk. The pasuk says... Now it's interesting. Rashi on your tests and the Rashi on your tests and the Shita Mekabetzis over there, Bavarin, that Lachaira, this pasuk was written when Aaron Cohen had four kids, by the way. He didn't have two kids. He had Aaron Lozer Sama and another Bavio. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Cohen both did avoid that. So that's six, not four. So where do we get four? So the Shita Mekabetzis on your test on the base says that it says v'riachtsu menu aron ubanov, it's miut banov. So male it's only four. That's how he learns out. Agavurcha. Meisvei. Kol ha-kelim mekachin bein shesh ben revias bein she'ein ben revias or vachu kli sharas. So what do you see from here? You see that you don't need four for four kahanim. Revius. Now, another machlokes Rashi tells is interesting. Rashi says, Haloig mayim v'avka v'leka shiru gaben tils yadayim l'gabi kiddush libin a shir. Rashi is saying that l'gabi kiddush you don't need a shir like you need about tils yadayim. Tosfos disagrees and Tosfos says in tils yadayim namik shesh b'revius noitlan filo shnayim. The halacha is that two people could wash in front of revius. V'halcha, but the hava be'revias mi'kara a mil, two people can wash from it. So it's the same halacha, but it tells daim. Okay, agav orcha. Ilvad shiyu kli, I think so. Ilvad shiyu kli sharas. So what do you see from here? If I care from what we just said, I'm rabba v'halcha be'kodeach b'soichoy. Kodeach b'soichoy means, I really need a picture here, but my Gary is asleep at the wheel. We have to get, we have to add a workforce here. But really, Kodeach Psoichoi is Machlokes Rashi Tosfos again. What it is, Rashi learns there was a kier, and on top of the kier, you had a hole. You bored a hole to the top of the kier, to the lid, whatever the top was, and you stuck another kli in, and that kli did not have a revias, but it was connected, it dripped into the kier, which had more. Tosfos learns, no, it was a separate kli on the side, and you siphoned from one another. That's how Tosfos learns. No, Yichutzu tells you klisharis. So maybe a klichol also should work. regular negative al shizul on the bay klicho lo matza am mekal vachomer mekanoi. What's kanoi? Kanoi was the base that held the kier. Kanoi was also machoikas shoshanim. What kanoi is? Kanoi. Some say it was like a negative al shizul, like a big pool underneath the kier, and some say there was like a backwards pool. It was just a base. It didn't hold anything. Ma kanish nimshich imoy ain't a makadish. Kli choil she ain't nimshich imoy ain't a makadish. The kanim nolan. How do you know that you can't use it? The tanya b'yuda. I'm a yochli a kanim makadish. Kederach shakir makadish. I'm lemer. Vasisa kier nechoshes. The kanim nechoshes. The nechoshes ekshafti v'loy l'dover acha. And this is an interesting limud that the Svasamis learns out like this. This is the simple way of learning this limud is that it says. The Torah could have just wrote Vasis Kir Nechoshes V'Kanoi. The fact that it added Nechoshes, it's telling Dafka Nechoshes. That's the limit over it. Pretty simple. The what? A Kir and Nechoshes were Nechoshes, as opposed to the other Kalim were gold and silver. It's the only one like this. Yeah. Rash doesn't really say it. Where? Right. It doesn't speak it out of them.
What I could say is how he's strong today.
Whoa.
He's not been so quick yet.
No, it's not as clear as this one. Someone speaks it out very clear like that.
Yeah. He's talking about this guy, talking about that guy too.
Ma kanoi, shimshich imo, ein makarish, klichosh, ein shimshich imo, ein shimshich makarish. Vekanoi manolim, vekanoi manolim. How do you know kanoi? Tell me, yochli yakanoi makarish, derech shikim makarish. I'm limited. What's his kin? Chosh vekanoi chosheh, lechosheh kshafte, veloyal dover achar. Amalei mazutra beider av mori. Amalei mazutra beider av mori leavino. Mal kanoi she ein also soichoi. Tell me klichol she also soichoi. So the Gemara says Elam imenu, because the kana is not meant to be used. It's just meant for a stand, really. So Gemara says Elam imenu lemute klichol yach klishar nami harab rachmanu yichetsu umari. So why be marba one and be married to other? Zetom mashicha kamayu, because it's a klishar is v'zet ain't tom mashicha kamayu. So maybe you would think you, that's why you're marba it as opposed to klichol. It doesn't have mashicha. No, it wasn't also a taifa. Even it wasn't meant. It wasn't meant to use. Even though it had a taifa, yeah, it was just a machlekes what it looked like.
There's nothing under the kier to collect the water.
According to the mandama, there was a pool that I guess it held it like till it was cold. But it wasn't meant for it. It wasn't meant to wash.
What the
kana? Yeah.
So even it had taifa,
yeah.
But also.
Yeah. Amar Shlokesh, call a mashlum lame mikvah. Anything that can be used to make mikvah, lame kir, mashlum lame kir. Call a mashlum mikvah, mashlum lame kir. Le revias ain't a mashlum. For a revias, you cannot use it. What are these things? So there's a, there's sheleg, borod, kvor, melach, and tit anorak. Titanarik is a shadow of what it is. It's like a phlegm, but it runs. It's a loose. It's a thick
saliva.
Yeah, like a thick saliva, but you could pour it from one cleat to another cleat. Do these things, sheleg, barad, kfar, some kind of, I don't know what it is. Kfar is. Kvar is, I have it, I wrote it down. No, it's Shelly, that's Carol. Yeah, no, Kvar is rain. The Rav says, Shum Shiyardim Kefuim. I know what that is.
He touches it sea salt.
Yeah, but yes, some say that it's. Something that very short learns is called
sleet.
Tal Kafuim, and Glid is Kerach, and Melech and Titanorik are these other things.
Like
anyway, okay, you got the idea. So the reason enemashal lemute mai. What's coming to me mayit? Ilem lemute titanoruk. So hechadami. Either parash shaycha v'shaysa menu. If a cow, they change it over on the side. The tziyanim. So either parash shaycha v'shaysa menu. So I feel a rias nami. Then it should be good of rias. Regular water. The ain parash shaycha v'shaysa menu. I feel a mikvanami ain mashlam. So what are coming to me mayit? Elo lemute yavchushin adumen. These are water bugs. So Fred the Gemara, that can't be, because that is kosher for a mikveh in itself. Feel bein nayu nami. That's regular water. That can't be what we're talking about. The atayim shingul me kosher chelos b'riyosan amayim mat bilim boy. Var mitzvah avdimim mat bilim be'enu shel dog. In the eye of the fish, it's very watery. So that's also like water. So what's this coming to mayit? On rabbalim utei nosan so v'notal so. This is a din in the mikvah. It's the Tanan. We have a Mishnah. Mikvah sheyesh b'memso. You have a mikvah that has exactly memso. Mechuvanos. Nosan so, v'notal so. What you do is, you take a so of grape juice that's not good for mikvah, and you pour in a so now. Now you have 41 so. You have kosher mikvah, pour in 41 so. You pour in a so, now you have 41 so. You take out now a so, you have 40 so. But one so is this grape juice. But because it was mixed into a 40 so, it's kosher. You could do this up to Rav, up to 19 times. You could do it. Why ad Rubai? It's a big shaila in the Mepharshim. Why ad Rubai l'chara every time it's batal? So if every time it's batal, then it should be, you could do it 1,000,000 times. Why is it only ad Rubai? The Chazanish says that l'maisa, you end up having Mayim Shuvim in here. So if you end up having Mayim Shuvim, it's not kosher for mikvah. Even if it was done in a hechtimsa of roy of bittul the way it normally is, but for mikvah you need not mayim shuvim and lemais it's mayim shuvim. That's how he learns.
Same as far as for each time.
The what?
Same as far as should be for each time you do it. Was bittul each time lemais is mayim shuvim.
Right, that's the kasha. But roy mayim shuvim. Roiv, to have roiv mayim shuvim mikvah. That's what the Chazon says. That already the Chum said is that won't be good. Up to roiv, the works. This concept works of bittul. That's, I don't know. For some reason, that's the my mikvah. But anyway, it's a good kasha. Ad rubay. I'm a papa. Im kodach by raviyah. Oh, so that's it. So that's the halacha. So it's a kasha. So by mikvah is kasha, and by only over there it'll be kasha. Make here it wouldn't be kasha. Make here would be kosher. My rias wouldn't be kosher. But I'm reading about Rashi, Amar Ravasi, Amar Yechonon. Ad Rubai, Amar Papa, Im Kodach by Ravias, Mat Bilim by is a separate halacha. Mat Bilim by Machtim Tzinoyos, Hoyul Mechsher the Mikva Asya. That this halacha that we said, we're saying a new halacha, you can take a mikvah, you have a regular mikvah, you have the picture of a regular mikvah, and you go on the side of the mikvah, you make a little offshoot from the mikvah, you make a little indentation in the wall, and over there you have a revius of mayim, you could toivel your pins and needles in that little revius, and it's kosher. Mm-hmm. It takes away tumah, mm-hmm. Even though it's only a revius right now. Even though it's only a revius, kelimik was connected. This is not connected. You took the water from a regular mikvah. Because you took the water from regular mikvah, it has a hechsher, and you're allowed to use it. This is only midaraisa. They bring down it's only midaraisa. Midarabanan they were guys that it doesn't work. But midaraisa this didn't it would work.
How did it get in there if it wasn't connected?
You transported. You moved it over. Scooped it up. Moved it over. You pushed the water over with your hand. Still make water. You just pushed it over.
I understand it.
Hoyl mechsher the mikvah asya. Amar biyami, amar shlokish. May mikvah ksher lemekir. May mikvah is kosher mekir. Lememro, the loy mayim chaim ninu. You tell me that may kir does not need mayim chaim. Is what Shuli was saying. Vatanya b'mayim v'loy biyain. B'mayim v'loy mazuk. B'mayim l'rabbe shar mayim. V'kavachem lemekir. May kavachem lemekir. What's kavachem lemekir? What's the kavachem? La of the mayim chaim ninu. And that's why mekir. It's Mayim Chaim, so of course it's good. Loi, the Kaddish. The Kavachomer Mekir is the Mekir is Kaddish for sure. It's going to be, it's like a holy water. The Kaddishim Al Yusi, and the fact that it's Kaddish means something. What does Kaddish have to do with anything? What's the significance of Kaddish? Yeah, yeah, Kerakim. So we're saying that. No.
Yeah,
no, we're asking. We're saying Kavachomer to Mekir that would work, and the Gemara is saying now that. That it must be, what's the Kavachomer? That it must be Mayim Chaim, because what's the significance of Mekir over regular water? So it must be that it's Mayim Chaim, and that's the Kavachomer. Mar says, no, that, how do you know that that's Kavachomer? Maybe Kavachomer is because it's Kaddush, and that's the significance, because it has a, it's like a holy water, because it's Klisharis. So Mar says, Kedushim Al Yosam, what's the significance of Kedusha? V'atan Beishmul, Mayim She'en Lam Shem Levai, Yotzu Mekir She'esh Lam Shem Levai. So you see clearly that there's a, this is a, it has some, it has its own name because it's a Mekir. So it can't be that's what the significance is. El Lav, the ruin of the Mekir. Al Mayim Chaim Nino. So then you're back to square one. So you see it's a Mayim Chaim. So what's the Tanoihi, the Amr Yechon Mekir, B'shmolo, May Mayim, Hayim Chamayim, Shar, Mayim was saying, so Shuli was partially right. I don't want to say it then, but according to one man, the Amr, Itaka was, Mekir was filled up from a stream. So maybe they did fill it when they lowered in the mikveh. Maybe that's how they did it. But I don't know if it was enough, because I don't know to make kir. I don't know how many kahanim use it every day. It could be they had to do it multiple times. Lower it, but possibly only lower it one time, because that's what the Menorah says. You heard the noise of the thing. Do a lot of kahanim doing a lot of kahanim doing kirush dangayim. Even according to Ben Katan, it only did only held 12.
Not per day,
12 spouts. 12 spouts, you think it held a lot more?
Yeah.
Right, could be heard. Right. It cut down the line, yeah. Yeah, Kier was big, but I'm saying, I don't know, yeah. Okay, whatever.
It's not a sphere, they could have done
it. Yeah. Anyway, Oral.
No spandex.
Oral. So what's a Oral? Oral is the bus driver. But the guy, the bus driver is a guy. We're talking about a Jew. Machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn this Gemara. So Rashi learns in the Mishnah, Rashi already said, that talking about that his brothers died, so he's not allowed to have a bris. He's not allowed to do it. But Lamaisa, he's a third guy. I'm not sure if he's a third or fourth, but he's after the two brothers who died, Pashtus. So Mele, he's not allowed to have a bris. That's the guy we're talking about. So he can't do Avoida. Tell says, so what's his fault? Why can't he do Avoida? What should he do? He's an oinus.
Somebody was born with a mumosa. What's it?
No, but over here, he can't have a... We're not letting him have a bris, so we're not letting him have a bris. Let him do Ravaita. Tais learns taka different. Tais learns that, we're not talking about that his brother's died. Talking about that he's just scared. He's scared to have a bris. I don't know if you guys have had a bris when you get older, but it hurts.
Why didn't he have it before?
For some reason, it didn't. Maybe he was sick. No. No, maybe he was sick.
Maybe he was hiding.
No, right. Kobe was in, yeah. But my friend had a bris in Kalman Adams' house on the table.
Is it Kalman? In whose house?
Kalman Adams.
You sure it was a bris?
100%. On the dining room table.
It's probably a brisket.
On the dining room table, and he named himself after Kalman Adams.
It's a very interesting person.
He actually donated the shul over here. That's the guy. But anyway. Oral. So the Gemara says Menolon. Amrav Chizda. Darvazah. I never caught why his name is Kalman, but now I caught. Like, who has a name Kalman? Amrav Chizda. Darvazah. Mataris Moshe Rabbeinu Lelomanu. Medivi Cheskel Ben Buzi Lomanu. Kol Ben Nechor Oral Leiv. V'Oral Basa Lo Yavoy Al Mikdashu Lo Sharseini. You can't come to do the Avodah. Umenolon the Machli. How do you know that ruins Avodah? Dechsib Avi Achas Ben Nechor. So the Torah brings down in Yecheskel. We use on a lot of Yecheskel over here. So, yeah, but Yecheskel seems to be a go-to over here.
That,
I guess he was a Kohen, yeah. I don't know. No, because it's, I mean, it's Nach, not Torah.
How many, which other...
We brought it already the third time we're bringing this.
Which other Sforum talk so much about this, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know about Nach. Ask Machi. Tanra, thank you for that. Tanra Abanan. Tanra Abanan. Tanra Abanan. We're all arguing something we don't know, like, you know what I mean?
No, they actually do know.
Maybe. I'm saying that. Torah Baran. I apologize. You guys all bekiyim and nach. But anyway, Torah Baran.
Yeah, he seems very insulted. Maybe honey cake before Yom Kippur.
It's like I sit here at night. There's a guy over here comes every night, and he hacks me. He always asks me questions with facts. I said, how do you know? Well, isn't that how it is? Well, you don't know. You just made the... I don't know. Got to make the... Tana Rabbanan. Ben Necha Yochel Ben Necha Mamish. So what's Ben Necha? Ben Necha, you think it's a goy. Tam Leimar, Oralev. He's an Oralev. Means that his heart is not by Hashem. He's a Jew that basically went over the Derech. Imke Matam Leim Ben Necha. What's Ben Necha? Shinsnakru Maisel of Shemai. Basically, we're off the Derech. Mainly Al Oralev. Nothing to do with the Brismil. Oralev. Yeah, mainly Al Oralev. Oral Basar Minayin. What about Oral Basar, a guy who's the bus driver? Oral Basar. That's why it says, Vitzichin, what are you about? Because Rachmano Oral Basar Mishnamois. It's disgusting. To the Hashem. Aval Oralev, the Loy Maz Emeloy. Vieshmina Oralev Mishnayin, Libel Shemayim. Aval Oral Basar, Libel Shemayim. He just can't have it. According to Rashi, he's stuck. Emeloy, Tzvichin. That's what you need about. Tommy Apostle. So now we're going into a big sugya zikni darim. A lot of stuff on this, but basically there's a few different types of tumas. There's tumah sheretz. Tumah sheretz is easy tumah. You touch a bug, dead bug, so you have to go to the mikvah, and then you have harah shemesh. You're good to go. Next day you're good to go.
Should have killed it.
Yeah, mamash sheretz. Tumas mace. Tumas mace is 7 days, and you need azor shlishi v'shvi. It's a little more problematic. There is a halacha that tumas mace is hutra b'tzibur. Means that the whole tzibur is tame. You can bring a carbon. Carbon pesach could be brought if you're a tame mace. You got to bring pesach sheni. If the whole tzibur is tame, you got it. What's called? When it comes to tumas sheretz, it's not like that. Now, that's what we're going to discuss over here. So, tumah is possible. I'm using the darm. Loishan al tumah sheretz. Avot tumah mace mitoich shemeratz b'tzibur, because the halacha is tumah hutra b'tzibur. Meratz nami yachid. Frek the Gemara yachid tumah sheretz nami leisa b'kav chaimer. Why is tumah sheretz also hutra b'tzibur and it should be meratz al kav chaimer mitumah mace? Ma tumah mace ton azov shlishi v'shlishi v'shvi meratz. Tumah sheretz and ton azov shlishi and it didn't shemeratz shouldn't also be good. No. Ma miskapin tamei meis in tamei sheretz loy. Amcham tamei meis in tamei sheretz loy. Who's the ones that could bring that are if you bring a betzibur, it's good. It works for them. It's mace. So the people that bring it also it's only by tamei meis, not by sheretz. So Fretting Gemara. Mike Savi, Iksavi ain't shakhtum zaka tomasharitz, a mile avi tsiba batuma. Why can't you do batuma? Hakol shabi yachid nitcha, tsiba avi batuma. So if the halach is that on a singular guy, you get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, then we said a tsiba does it, then tomasharitz should be the same halacha. He's pushed off, tsiba should do batumi. Am I allowed to tzibur tuma? Hakosh biyachnecha tzibur adi b'tuma. Elok savri shoychten v'zorkin al tam sheretz. They hold no that you, when it comes to Pesach, you have a whole entire tzibur that's tamei. All you have to do is hire a kohen, hire one guy, shecht the karm Pesach. As soon as it comes to eating, they'll be able to eat it because they're harav shemesh. So male, they're not off. They're not. They don't have to get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So this is not male. That's why that's not a kal v'chomer. They could. You can't say that they can't do it, and that if a single guy can't do it, then a tzibur should be pushed off. Should be able to do it on the spot. No, that even sai single guy, sai tzibur, could send the carbon in. You send an email. You have the Pesach shopper, and you send in, pick your cow, whatever size you want, and you pay for it online, Zelle, and then they do it for you, and then at night you come to eat and you're good to go. Zok the Mishnah. Got you in there. Who? Zion. 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 Eluk Sharon Ba'adam. Upsulim Ba'behema.
I got from Eisman for my kids for 75.
Oh yeah. Gorgeous.
What, the 165 is gorgeous Ezra?
No, he's saying the shook you could get.
You could get.
Yeah, you have to filter through.
Yeah. I was in the shook yesterday. I bought my son an Ezra for $20, my shalom. Right? They have
Moroccan. You bought a Moroccan.
Yeah, how long
everything.
Moroccan or Yemen or
he doesn't take it.
He
takes 15 Esrogim, so it's good. Yeah, he's not. No, I know, but not the Yemeni, the ones that they have here. He's not making bracha on those. There's no way. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is, you know. It's a shrug. It didn't look like an asterisk. Those little ones. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's very, very weary. Those are shrug. And they have like millions of them. Millions. And they're millions of them. They're all over the place. Eluk Sharon Ba'adam Absulim Behema. Oysu has been oi. I mean, as long as he's doing it, he's like a mummer, like a mummer dov echad. Okay, we're up to Kuf Gimel Zayin Ches. Eat cheese. We did?
Yeah.
Was that? Oh. Zayin. Oh, wow. You gotta be careful because you gotta eat meat. You can't just have milk exuda. Always need meat. You also have to learn. No. It's a din to be ma'anik.